The big news at Fifth Third Ballpark today revolves around the trading deadline at the Major League level, and the Detroit Tigers do what many expected them to do. They pull off the big trade for David Rice from the Tampa Bay Rays. They give up Austin Jackson, Drew Smyly, and the West Michigan Whitecaps' own Willy Adames. And the Whitecaps' star shortstop, or former shortstop, I should say, joins me right now. With us also, Nelson Santovania, the Whitecaps' hitting coach, who is going to act as a translator. And Willy, first and foremost, tell us about how you found out the news, where you were, when it happened, and what was going through your mind.
Yo estaba con los muchachos y Ávila me llamó y me dijo que llega el momento de que ellos me cambiaron, que no me preocupara y cosas así, y que nada, que siga jugando bien y que gracias por todo y que quizás nos vemos algún día otra vez con Detroit.
Ben, he's saying that he found out on the way to the park today from Ávila, called him and told them the news that, you know, that it was going to be tough, but that, you know, they had a deal done with Tampa and that he was involved in the trade. And to, you know, thank you for everything, wishing him the best. Thanking him for everything and to keep working hard. And that maybe, you know, he'll be back with us someday in the future.
I know that was an emotional bit of news to hear from you. What was going through your mind and your heart?
No entendí ahí, Nelly, dígame.
Dice que él sabe que eso tuvo que haber sido a lo mejor, tú me entiendes, algo triste o tú sabes, que te sentías a lo mejor, tú me entiendes, ¿cómo te digo? Emocional. Y que cómo te sentiste y que
para mí fue difícil porque, como usted sabe, yo tengo 2 años aquí ya con Detroit y ya yo tenía mi amigo aquí y tenía ya parte de mis mejores amigos aquí en el equipo. Y es difícil porque dejar tus amigos, entonces ahí a un nuevo team sin conocer a nadie, hacer amigo nuevo, hacer una nueva familia, es difícil.
He says that, you know, at first it was a little tough because, you know, he's been with the organization for, you know, a few years now. He's made friends here. He's got, you know, they feel like family. And so, you know, some of his best friends are right here, right now with him. So, you know, it's always going to be tough. And, you know, now he's got to go to a new club and make some new friends. Maybe he'll run into somebody, you know, that he probably knows a little bit, but it's not the same. So, but, you know, he was kind of mixed about it.
Chase, you're always bittersweet. I know it's always difficult for guys to be sent away from the organization that signed them, but also that means guys think a lot about you. The Tampa Bay Rays really liked you. The Tigers valued you very highly. What does that mean to you to be involved in such a big trade for the ace of the American League, David Price?
Permite.
Un poco.
Tú sabes, tú te tienes que, ¿cómo tú te sientes? Siendo, tú sabes, una pieza de un cambio tan grande, tú sabes, por un pelotero como Price, que es un superestrella, tremendo pitcher, y entonces te tienes que sentir como que tú tienes mucho valor, que Tampa te valorea mucho. Detroit también te tenía muy alto en la lista de ellos, que cómo tú te sientes, tú sabes, por eso, tan embrocado en un cambio tan grande.
Yo me siento bien porque, sabes, ese resultado de que uno ha hecho un buen trabajo hasta ahora, lo único que seguir trabajando fuerte para seguir mejorando y seguir subiendo hasta llegar a la Grande Liga.
He says that he feels good, you know, that he's he has that value, but you know, he says that he's not content, that he's going to continue working hard, you know, to reach his goal and his dream, which is to make it to the big league. So he feels good about, you know, being wanted, in other words, by you know, other organizations and you know, the value that Detroit had in him. But you know, now he's got to continue working hard and try to reach, you know, his goal, which is to make it to the big leagues working hard.
Have you talked yet or heard from anybody with the Tampa Bay Rays? Have they talked to you about how much they like you and where they plan on sending you next?
Si hablado con alguien de Tampa sobre tú sabes que para dónde te empiezan a dónde te piensan a mandar y cuándo te vas a reportar ni eso.
Me llamó el gerente, me dijeron que bienvenido al equipo y que ellos se sienten bien en tenerme ahí y que posiblemente para Bowling Green me van a mandar. y que ellos me van a llamar de nuevo para decirme toda la información.
He says that he got a phone call from the general manager, you know, welcoming him to the organization, and you know that they really like him, and that you know, right, they'll give him a call. Basically, it was just welcoming him, you know, that how much they wanted him, that they're glad to have him part of the organization now, and that most likely he'll be going reporting to Bowling Green, but they're going to call him in a little bit, you know, with a better itinerary.
We know Bowling Green, they've got a nice hitter's ballpark, nice small yard. You salivating, licking your chops at all?
Dice que tú conoces el estadio Bowling Green, que la bola camina bien ahí, que si está, tú sabes, como mirando que vas a batear bien ahí en el estadio.
Sí, yo no me fijo mucho en eso, pero lo único que yo voy a seguir tratando de seguir haciendo buenos contactos y si la pelota van a salir, que salgan, eso es bueno para uno.
He says he's not really, you know, thinking like that, that, you know, it's a hitter's park or nothing like that. He's just going to continue, you know, with his approach and his ways of going about, you know, his at-bats and keep trying to just have good at-bats after at-bats with, you know, with good swings and trying to make solid contact and then just let the balls, you know, go out if they go out and if not, you know, just get solid at-bats.
You've had solid at-bats. You've had a very good approach this year. Talk about where you think you are as a player right now compared to where you were at the beginning of this season. How much you've improved.
Dice que tú has tenido buena temporada y has tenido bueno, tú sabes, buena temporada, has tenido muchos buenos turnos. Que hables un poquito de sobre a dónde tú crees que tú estás ahora comparado al principio de la temporada.
Bueno, ahora mismo, o sea, me siento mejor que al principio, porque al principio no me sentía tan bien bateando, tenía el approach, estaba medio perdido en el home, y el frío me estaba dando mucho porque no estaba impuesto el frío, pero ahora hice un par de ajustes hace 2 meses atrás, y esos ajustes me han hecho funcionar mejor, y seguí cogiendo buenos turnos y haciendo buenos contactos.
He says that he feels a lot better now, you know. I mean, in the beginning, obviously, he was a little anxious when he first got called up here, trying to do a little bit too much, trying to get adapted to the cold weather. But lately, you know, I mean, for a couple months now, you know, he's been feeling really good, just, you know, trying to stay consistent and trying to keep working. And he feels pretty good, you know, about how he's the season he's had. And right now, you know, he's never content, but, you know, he's going to continue working hard, like he said, to keep getting better and better.
I know it's maybe a little soon to reflect on your time with the Whitecaps already, but this is your first full season, your first pro baseball in the United States. Talk about what it's meant to you to be a West Michigan Whitecap and play in front of these fans at Fifth Third Ballpark.
Ellie.
Dice que quién sabe que esta es la primera temporada tuya, tú sabes, en los Estados Unidos, primera temporada completa, que como aquí y aquí en West Michigan, que cómo tú te has sentido aquí delante de los fanáticos de West Michigan, jugando, tú sabes, delante de esta gente aquí, de los fanáticos aquí.
No, esta ha sido la mejor temporada que yo he podido jugar porque los fanáticos de aquí son demasiado agradecidos, siempre están atentos, siempre están pendientes de la cosa de uno y, ¿sabes? Me he sentido demasiado bien, o sea, feliz, contento de porque estoy haciendo lo que a mí me gusta y, ¿sabes? El equipo de nosotros está ganando bien y siempre los fanáticos nos dan apoyo.
He says that he feels really good, you know. He's really enjoyed this season, especially here in West Michigan with the fans that we have here. You know, he really appreciates the fan base, the appreciation that, you know, for the fans, the appreciation that, you know, the fans have for us. You know, obviously the team winning. We have a solid ball club. And, you know, he's really enjoyed it. He's had a lot of fun. And, you know, the fans here are great. You know, they support the team. And he's just, you know, played with a lot of joy and fun in front of these fans.
Well, we appreciate you too, Willie. You just got to promise to take it easy on us when you see you down the road, all right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's Willie Adames. Obviously, I feel like I am, again, on behalf of Whitecaps Nation, wish you the best of luck. Congratulations and good luck going forward.
Thank you.